Brianna, Paris, Daryl.
Oh man, a C minus?
A B?
C plus?
A B minus? There goes pudding for a week.
Angelica, aren't you the least bit bothered that you got a big old D?
No sweat. I got plenty of time to raise my grade.
Mrs. Smith?
Sorry, Angelica. I'm not changing your grade. Not this time.
But I worked really hard on it, and it shows great improvement over my last social studies report, which was unfortunately lost in a freak blender accident.
You've talked me into changing your grades before, Angelica, but I'm putting my foot down.
Oh my gosh! I think I'm gonna have the baby.
So getting back to this grade, there's wiggle room, right? Look, you really don't want to give me a D on the eve of motherhood, do you?
I'll give you a C if you'll just go away.
Gee, you don't look so good. Maybe I should go with you to the hospital.
Okay, a B.
Thank you.
Set, match, I win.
Man, I never knew tennis team would be this much fun.
Yeah, but I wonder if we'll ever actually learn to play.
What up with him?
He's been that way ever since the middle school's losing streak to Kirkwood Heights.
I just don't get it. Baseball, flag football, even our hopscotch team chokes at the sight of those mighty Kirkwood cadets.
I'm sorry.
Don't touch me, Pickles. Okay, everybody hit the showers.
Shower? As in taking your clothes off and standing under running water? Naked?
Do you know any other kind?
Guess we lost to Kirkwood Heights again.
Did you hear the latest?
Hear what?
Word on the yard is Mrs. Smith had like this 100-pound baby. We're getting a sub for the rest of the year. If you think I can snake the regular teachers, imagine what I can do to a sub. Poor sap.
Cute. Yum.
Oopsie, somebody's brother from high school dropping off a lunch.
I'm Mr. Fisk, and this is my Oprah moment. This is my first real teaching job. I just got out of college, which means I'm full of fresh, innovative ways to bore the crud out of you. Now, can anyone tell me the date the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution was ratified?
July 4th, 1776.
Don't care. Can anyone tell me what it says?
I know. The right of the people to be secured against unreasonable searches.
Don't care. Now, can anyone tell me what it means? I can tell you little puppies have a lot to learn, so ditch those boring textbooks and let's get down with your basic constitutional freedoms.
Yeah! All I can say is, oh my.
Back off, he's mine!
Please, he won't even notice you.
He isn't gonna notice either of you. He is a teacher, and he's like 10 years older than both of you.
He'll wait.
Why wait when the one who really cares about you is right here?
Good, hold this. You'll see. He'll notice me when I knock him dead with my presentation on the Second Amendment tomorrow. I'll stay up all night if I have to.
You're gonna pull an all-nighter studying?
No. Exciserizing.
And 60 years after Susan B. Anthony first started the movement for a woman's right to vote, the 19th Amendment was ratified. And ever since, you boys better look out.
Thank you, Susie. I'll consider myself served.
I don't get with these girls seeing him.
Angelica, these last few days have been so meaningful to me. Will you take this rose? Angelica! Angelica, you're up!
Oh, right.
Angelica will be presenting her pro and con arguments for the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
The Second Amendment?
That's what you were supposed to study last night, the right to bear arms.
Oh, that! Well, on the pro side, a tank top can lengthen the neck and is nice and cool under jackets. Not to mention you can show off those totally ripped delts.
Isn't the right to bear arms about guns?
Yep. On the other hand, if you've got any of my Aunt Goldie's upper arm waddle, bearing arms is a definite fashion don't. In which case, Mr. Fisk, about this F. You didn't really mean to give me an F, did you?
Actually, I did, Miss Pickles. You didn't even study that amendment.
Which is exactly why I should get a passing grade. And please call me Angelica. With absolutely no understanding of the material, I was able to talk for 10 minutes on a subject not exactly irrelevant to the young women of America. Their upper arms. In fact, I think I even saw a few girls taking notes.
Really cool argument.
Thank you.
But it's still an F.
Huh?
Maybe if you put that passion into studying for your next assignment, you'll do better.
Wow. I've never seen a teacher stand up to you like that.
Yeah. Now I know I'm in love for sure. To impress Mr. Fisk with this.
Angelica, I know you really dig Mr. Fisk and he's cool and all, but
what?
I just think you're setting yourself up for a world of hurt.
Are you gonna help me or not?
So, what's the topic of this debate?
Oh, it's my favorite teen soap, the CC! Citrus County.
I know, I made a mistake. But kids need to be free to learn from their mistakes. How am I supposed to grow to be a man if you always treat me as if I'm a child?
But, Jordan, you burned down our $5 million beach house.
But kids need to be free to learn from their mistakes. How am I supposed to grow to be a man? Woman, if you always treat me as if I'm a child. Another F, but I worked hard on that debate.
That speech came right out of Jordan Casbrook's mouth. I watch the CC too, you know.
You do? I never realized we had so much in common.
F.
But this isn't fair. You don't treat anyone else in class like this. You're picking on me.
Yes, and you want to know why? Because you're lazy, sloppy, and you expect everyone to bend to your will because you have a big mouth.
Tell me something I don't know.
You could be one of the most brilliant junior debaters ever if you just do the work.
He likes me.
Good shot, Tommy. Nice return, buddy. Ooh, slick. Ooh, right back at you.
Ow.
Chucky, what's the deal here?
No running, no sweat. No sweat, no shower.
What's with the water phobia?
I'm scared, Tommy. I am so scrawny looking. If I take my clothes off, I'm afraid everyone will laugh at me.
But being naked is such a freeing experience. Most of the time when I'm hanging at home, I'm totally in the buff.
Note to self. Call before going over to Phil's.
Pickles, DeVille, shower up! Finster, you can skip it. But if you pull that not moving trick again, you'll be playing human target for the 8th grade team.
Turn it like this, it sounds just like running water. That's why Native Americans thought it would make rain. I mean, doesn't it sound like running water? Uh-oh! Hold the...
Hey!
Angelica? Is that you?
I signed up for the debate team. We're debating should schools have dress codes. I think you know where I fall on that one.
The debate team? Are you whack? They're so smart they scare me. And you don't wear glasses. Angelica? You look hot.
She joined the debate team.
You're just doing this to impress Mr. Fisk, aren't you?
Fisk? All the demons sent to torment me.
This isn't about Fisk. Okay, maybe a little. But I finally found something I'm a natural at. Arguing.
Hi, Mr. Fisk.
Check you out, Angelica.
Hello, Mr. Fisk.
Ooh, golly, I'm sorry. Jeez, I don't know what is wrong with me.
See you at debate.
You certainly can't be arguing that the Civil War definitively ended the doctrine of states' rights. If you read...
Nervous?
I don't think I can do this, Mr. Fisk. I mean, look at that girl out there. She's so smart, she doesn't even care that no one has worn denim jumpers since 1997.
Angelica, I wouldn't have put you on the team if I thought you couldn't handle it. With this kind of preparation and your big mouth, you could skunk half of Congress.
Thanks.
Just remember, question everything.
Question everything. Question everything. And if we were to institute dress codes, what's next? Do we not live in a country where our right to free expression is guaranteed?
Well, I...
Does that not include the right to dress the way we want? And if we regulate that, shouldn't we regulate other freedoms? What about a music code? A walking code?
Please, make her stop.
I say take away our right to personal self-expression and lay waste to the very essence of the American spirit.
Way to go, Angelica!
Nice work.
Heard you smoked them.
Angelica, heard about your... smart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true you're taking on Kirkwood Heights next week?
Yep.
As much as I hate to say it, well, I hope you win. I mean, if it can't be me, I'm glad it's you. Well, not really, but I really hope you win.
I wonder if she means win the debate or Mr. Fisk.
Would you stop it? It ain't happening.
Yes, it is. In fact, I've decided now is the time to tell him exactly how I feel.
What?
Hey, Angelica. Killer work today.
Thank you, Mr. Fisk. I was wondering if you had some time for us to talk in private.
Well, I can't now, and I've got parent conferences after school.
Tomorrow, before school?
I have breakfast at that diner across the street. If it's really important, why don't you stop by?
Great.
It's a date! A world of hurt.
Angelica, you're here early.
What could I say?
I'm a warning person.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
You know Daphne. Same old.
Your name is Jim.
Here's a kid's menu for you. And can I get you a booster seat, sweetie?
I'll take the usual, Daphne, and burn the toast.
I'll just take the pancakes.
You psyched to take on the mighty Kirkwood cadets?
Well, you know, same old.
So what did you want to talk about?
Oh, no need to jump right to the headline. Tell me about yourself.
What do you want to know?
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, been too busy looking for a good teaching gig.
But if you did like a girl, what kind of girl would that be?
Someone smart, tough, a real challenge, kind of like you. Maybe when I get to St. Louis, I'll meet a woman just like that.
St. Louis?
I've been offered a full-time job there. Friday's my last day.
Last day?
I know, I feel awful about it, but if I don't take this job now, I'll lose it. Can't be a sub forever.
Here you go.
Angelica?
I heard about Mr. Fisk leaving.
I can't believe he'd do this to me. After all we've been through.
We had breakfast and everything!
You took the menu?
That's all I have left. And this. And this.
Maybe you should do something to take your mind off of this. How about we study for the big debate?
Who cares about that stupid debate?
I was all doing it for him anyway.
You never really believed he'd go for you, did you?
No. And that's the worst part. Liking someone so much and knowing they'll never feel the same way about you.
Now you know how Harold feels.
I know. How pathetic is that? Susie, would you stay with me for a while? I don't want to be alone.
Sure.
Game, guys.
All right, Finster, no more shenanigans. Hit the shower. This time, I expect to see you come out squeaky clean and odor-free.
Hi there.
How come you never told me you played?
I can't believe you would just bail on our debate team the night they take on Kirkwood Heights.
Everything I had left with Mr. Fisk.
Besides, it's a nerdathon. Who's gonna notice anyway?
Way to go, Angelica!
Right on!
You rule! Go, Angelica!
Angelica! We'll finally clobber Kirkwood Heights! Sure, I was hoping it would be through physical brutality, but if it has to be through logic and reason, well, by golly, that's okay. I know you won't let us down. See you tonight.
And I submit to you that the Monroe Doctrine clearly stated that the New World should be free of European colonization. However, the doctrine was only effective with the...
Mr. Fisk? Muscle. And I submit to you...
And for our second debate, we have Bryce Terman of Kirkwood Heights arguing the affirmative. And rebutting our very own Angelica Pickles!
Angelica, you're on!
I can't do it, I can't!
Of course you can!
But I'm not smart enough to take on these kids. I was only smart when Mr. Fisk was here.
I am here.
Mr. Fisk!
But I can't stay. I have a pickup truck full of my stuff blocking traffic outside. I just felt bad not being here to wish you luck.
Fine. Don't even bother. I'm not doing it.
Angelica, if you're only doing this to prove something to me, then I don't want you to go out there. But if you have something to prove to yourself, then do it. Or else you'll always wonder if you really had it or not. Look, I got a book. I'll see you, Angelica.
Angelica!
You know, Susie, this gift of gab of mine could be the key to my future. I'm thinking attorney general or infomercial host.
Either way, I guess you'll never forget Mr. Fisk.
Fisk? I'm so over him. I don't know what I was thinking. Living on a teacher's salary? Please.
Hey, Angelica? You want to walk home together after school? I'll keep 5 paces back.
You? Why would... Sure, Harold, we can walk home and you can even stay up with me. If you carry my backpack.
Oh!
I'm a big brave dog, I'm a big brave dog, I'm a big brave dog.
Hey, Chucky, did you hear this one? What'd the tie say to the hat?
You go out ahead and I'll hang around.
Oh, man!
Oh, that is so old, Phil. Now, if you want to hear a good joke,